Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, J.C. Licht, Amy Kite, Credit Guru Gary Novell, and J.C. Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago.
Good morning, Chicago. This is David Hochberg. We are here loaded with experts in our studio to help you with every single real estate challenge that you might have. The phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. The text line is open. That's a MegaPros call and text line. Same number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We are here for the next 3 hours to help you with any real estate challenge that you have. So give us a call, send us text. But first, Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Start blowing up the phone lines. Start sending text messages. We have a paint expert in here, Joe, finally. I mean, how many paint calls did you get? And you're like, yeah, why don't you call to your nearest paint store?
Or call an hour earlier and talk to Lou.
Exactly. So we're happy to have Tony DiStefano in here from J.C. Licht. They're all over the place. We're going to get some more information about their fine company. I passed by their stores, at least three or four of them in my area. I'm in Northbrook.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got stores. I'm living with my in-laws.
Oh.
Which is great.
How do they feel about it?
It doesn't matter. I'm living with my in-laws. Let's focus on the point at hand. And you've got a store up in Vernon Hills.
Correct.
And you've got a store in Evanston.
Yep.
And you've got stores in downtown Northbrook.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's nice to have somebody in studio from your fine company because we like to bring in local companies. And you guys are a local company, family-owned business.
Absolutely.
And experts in their field. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 7200, packed show today as always. Amy Kite, how are you?
Awesome, thank you.
You did a great job on John's show the other day.
Thank you.
I was standing next to him, feeding him 3x5 cards with questions to ask. He's like, Amy's coming on. You're the real estate guy. What should I ask? I'm like, here, this is a good one. But you did a great job.
Thanks.
And I think I'm going to be on John's show Monday or Tuesday talking about Joe Brand's head because we're going to shave it.
Oh, nice.
For charity.
I thought you said you were going for it.
Just who turned the mic on? We've got a fundraiser coming up for the Salvation Army. Very, very, very challenging times right now in 2 weeks. And Joe Brand, unbeknownst to him, donated his hair and his head to be part of this excellent fundraising opportunity to feed thousands of people in Chicago because Joe hasn't had a haircut since COVID started.
Correct.
As you could tell. He looks like a 70 porn star. But not that I know anything about 70 porn. I'm just saying, if you want to know what his hair looks like, that would be a good reference. 312-981.
How noble of me.
Yes, it's good. So what we decided was to let the listeners set the levels of contribution to depend what Joe does. So I say 50 grand, he gets a haircut. And I said 75, he gets a buzz cut. And then 100 grand, we save his hair, and I get a manzillion, and I put my male reproduction parts on the line to get a complete wax, because that's what I do for charity. And Joe's crying about getting his hair cut for 50, but I'm putting my male reproductive system out there to get it completely bikini waxed.
No, that doesn't really work, because I would feel sorry for the lady that has to wax you.
Well, who's saying it would be a lady? 312-981-7200. So, Amy, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what number do they reach out to you?
847-877-9881.
And you're going to be talking about how you helped a listener sell her mother's home, which there's a lot of that going on.
Yes.
Because a lot of our listeners have been homebound due to COVID. And it's time to now sell the home, and they just can't get around the home because now they're not coming in and out of the home. They're just stuck at the home more, and you're going to be talking about that. And other ways that you've helped listeners on the show buy or sell a home later in the show.
Correct.
If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
847-877-9881 or at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Pete from JC Restoration. I'm not even touching the last name.
Marrero.
That too. So Pete Marrero, you're going to be talking about fire. You're getting a lot of calls.
It's
holiday time. Mm-hmm. People putting up lights.
What to expect before and after a fire. It's just being prepared, you know, knowing what the pitfalls, what could happen. You know, you have a fire, you don't know what to do. And I've got some tips. I've got some experience with it all.
Now I was talking to your owner this week, Joe Warner, and he said it's amazing at this time of year the number of calls that come into your 24-hour call center. What's the call center again?
That's 800-956-8844.
For any type of home challenge, water, flood, mold, fire, wind, and any type of damage, you're the
guy. Yeah. Shout out to the boss, Warner. We've been very, very busy. It's fortunate and unfortunate, but fires happen, and holiday season, you hit it right on the head, you know?
And he said, it's amazing, right around Thanksgiving, that the number of calls that come in year after year.
It's unreal.
It's an annual thing. Mm-hmm. The amount of house fires that increases jumps up right around Thanksgiving.
That's correct.
Is that electrical fires?
It's electrical grease fires. We got all of that within a week. I mean, we're getting these calls, mm-hmm. and that's consistent with what we're seeing.
Well, if you were in, you know, lived next to Dykstra, Rich Dykstra Sr., it would have been a veal chop fire. He was cooking veal chops, and as Rich does, he probably was doing six things at once, and the veal chop started smoking, and here comes the fire
department. That's what it is. We get so busy, and we forget, and just setting a timer. Set a timer on your phone. Everyone's got their phone. You ain't missing your phone.
Right.
Right? But you might miss the stuff in the oven there.
And what happened was his home alarm system is wired directly into the local fire department. And here comes the hook and ladder, and here comes the engine, and Rick's out there in his apron. He's like, "It's all right, boys, I'm fine." Then they had a chuckle, turned around, and went back. If our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about the services that you guys provide, water, hail, fire, storm damage, what number do they call?
Yes, a couple things. So we've got, you can call us 24/7, 800-956-8844. And David, I know your listeners they're on the internet, they're on the web. You can find us, JCR24.com.
Next to you is Tony DiStefano. I called him Pete earlier before the show because one of my good friends, Pete DiStefano, in the scrap iron and metal business.
Yep.
He was one of the first guys I met, his dad. So it's drilled into my head for 30 some years. How long have you been selling paint?
Oh, 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah, in one way or another.
And Joe was talking, I think, last show, Joe, or the show before, that this has been the most, due to COVID, you guys have sold as an industry.
So it started in March and it just
bonkers.
It went crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you there was lines at paint stores.
Oh, yeah. It was madness, man.
Yeah.
All hands on deck, like calls coming in nonstop, just people ready to go.
And we're going to learn more about how many stores you have,
yeah,
the different types of services that you provide. Mm-hmm. Wallpaper's big. It's amazing the amount of wallpaper that you guys pump through your stores in the area. So if our listeners want to reach out to you and your team and the 30-plus stores in the area, what's the best way to get information?
Go to jclick.com, find one of our locations. We have 41 of them in the area. See what's closest to you. Pay the store a visit. Say you heard us on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And there's experts at every store to answer everybody's questions on a local basis.
Correct.
All right. 3-1. And our phone number, if people want to reach out to you?
Me personally?
Yep.
I'll give it out. 630-877-7009.
Okay. MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Boring, right? But you know what's nice about you being here, Tony? Tony is the guy that can answer all those application questions.
Correct.
The product questions.
How do you paint this? How do you paint that?
Yeah.
How do you prep this?
Right.
Can what's I paint that?
Correct.
We get it all, man.
Right. So, yes, you've seen it, Dave, right? So,
Joe gets that all the time. Hey, Joe, we got a text. I'm not touching it. He's like, all right, great. Another application question. Wish we had a painter in here.
Exactly. So, but here, now is the time that people could send those pictures in here and send those text questions.
Right.
Because we have Tony.
On the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 847 would like us to stop yelling. 847, turn your radio down a little bit. 312-981-7200.
yell on purpose.
That's my nature. Sorry. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We're going to come back with Amy Kite and how she helped one of our listeners sell her mom's home. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago. Mega Pros call and text line. See, you know what? I think my mic's a little too hot. Maybe that's why the texter thought I was yelling.
Your mouth.
Was my mouth?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that. 312-981-7200, Mega Pros call and text line. We had a listener call whose mom had been living in a home, Amy, for 40 years. And had not only been living in a home, but she was a collector of a bunch of unique items. Basically, anything she touched, she collected. Would that be a good explanation of the home that you helped our listener's mom sell?
Absolutely.
You get a lot of that.
Yes. Well, we get some.
Some.
Yes.
And you have a company it's an offshoot of your business called the Great Estate.
Yes.
And you help listeners. Well, why don't you explain what you do?
Right. So when we walk into these situations, it takes more than just listing the property or doing a quick cleanup. It takes literally getting rid of years worth of collectibles or things that they have saved. And so we have the Great Estate, which goes in and determines value on items and will help sell them. And if they don't sell at the sale, then they will take some items into consignment also. So, and they may just take items into consignment. Sometimes that it's not a big enough, it's not worth doing a sale in the house. They'll just take the items to consignment.
And some of the stuff is, for lack of a better term, a Yiddish word, chazarai, right? Just complete garbage. And other stuff, try to say that, Pete. I know Pete's going chazarai. It
rolls off the tongue.
Off the tongue. But other stuff is valuable.
Absolutely.
And you've uncovered some valuable stuff. You told me about the house that I thought would be, was a little creepy, but had an entire basement of dolls.
Yes. Yeah, huge doll collection that was worth a lot of money that we were able to get sold. And, some of those items were shipped to New York. We don't just look for the local buyer either. We're looking for, where is it around the country? Who's going to pay you the most amount of money? We've had artwork. We've had furniture, of course. Trying to think of some of the other big things. Oh, train sets.
Yeah.
Old toys, so
old a lot tools. Of stuff. You told me you had some old tools that a collector out west contacted you and wanted to know serial numbers because they were looking up serial numbers of old tools, whatever the tool was. I forgot, but you unearth a ton of stuff, and it's a two pronged attack, Joe. It enables Amy to unload the house and empty it so she could identify if there's any challenges that need to be fixed, right, in terms of home improvement. And then it just makes the home a lot easier to sell. Plus, it puts a couple of bucks in people's pockets. So
I'll tell you right now, if there was a basement full of dolls, you couldn't pay me enough to go down there. Dude. Dolls are clowns. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Either way, it's like, I'm not going down there.
Right. Yeah. Some people feel that way. It was a little, it was creepy for some people.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I would freak out.
Yes,
it would be too. All those dolls looking at you.
Yes.
Judging me.
I'm not going. Well, sure. But I'm not going down there.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah. So we were able to help her with that. And she was able to get the items out of the home that had value. And then we were able to put the house on the market and get it sold for her. So.
But how much important. Of a relief was it to the listener that you were able to help her mom? And that's the key, what it's all about. Because a lot of our listeners become their parents' parent.
Okay? Yes.
And at the point is, the biggest expense that our listeners who are becoming their parents' parent is the upkeep and the maintenance of the home.
For sure.
And, if it's going to start snowing, it's lawn care in the summer, it's snow removal in the winter, it's a safety issue. Is the steps going to be slippery for mom and dad? I don't want them to fall. Is there salt there? You got a lot of things, but getting rid of that one gigantic asset is a huge headache and relief off of our listeners' mind. And you do that, you know, I think I was talking to Helena, one of your top sales professionals who helped another WGN listener, Dave and his wife, I won't go last name, signed a contract that Dave Schluter's helping with the contract, and we're going through attorney review. She told me this week, I was talking to her, that you guys get a call, at least one call a week of a listener calling with their parents having challenges with their home. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. She's like, I'm telling you, the amount of volume that we get from our listeners calling in from the show who want us to help their parents either look to sell and downsize or just get rid of the house altogether because mom or dad's moving in with them or moving into an assisted living is astronomically off the charts.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who are having these issues. And another thing that we're finding is, too, the loneliness that people are experiencing now.
Sure.
And so they're bringing parents into their home. We've had to help a lot with those situations because mom's now lonely, right? She's been alone because she can't go out, blah, blah, blah. And so they're bringing people, you know, bringing parents into their home. My mother-in-law lived with me for 15 years, so I know very well what that is. So, yeah, but there's a lot
David's
of people
David's living
need help.
With his in-laws.
I know,
won't
right?
be for 15 it's years. It'll be about another 60 days back off.
Maybe.
It's not going to be another 15 years.
Well, no. And my thing is, then he has to repay them by allowing them to come live with him.
So. Yeah, okay, 312-981-7200.
That's a good plan, Amy.
Yeah, it's a great plan, Amy. Why don't you turn her mic off, Joe? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you have any questions for our expert panel or any we got a painter question here for you there, Tony.
Oh,
so look at that. First time in. Again, it's an application question. Joe's like, thank God. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. When you sell a home in that situation, do the borrowers typically go, or is it a power of attorney type of situation? Because are the kids handling the asset for their mom and dad, or are mom and dad have the faculties to hire you? So who's hiring you in that situation?
Usually the kids are the one there, and actually I prefer that. We've actually had a situation with a listener in Northbrook who I required the child, the son,
right.
who was by
40,
far an
50
adult,
years
my
old,
age,
right?
right?
Yeah, 50-year-old
be
kid.
Be involved
right.
in the process, right? Yeah. So there are times where I say, we've got to have somebody else involved if they're attempting to do it on their own, because I don't want to do something where, you know, the kids are like, hey, what the heck did you just do yeah. to my folks? So, but a lot of times the kids are actually kind of orchestrating
the
everything.
Catalyst.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that mm-hmm. and that's the same thing with the reverse mortgage. When there is a counseling session, I always recommend get everybody in your family on the phone for the call, for the counseling, ask all the questions that everybody has, get it out on the table. So you can't say, well, you took my dad's house. I didn't take anything. I helped mom and dad alleviate a financial challenge, and I invited everybody in, and you elected not to show up. So back off.
Right.
And if you know what, if you're so concerned, write mom and dad a check for $3,000 so they could stay in the house. All right? Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay, enough said. 312-981-7200. That was Amy Kite. If our listeners want to reach you, Amy, what number in your team if they want to reach you?
If they want to reach us to sell a home, it's 847-877-9881. And for the great estate to help with the estate sales, that's a totally separate business that I really don't have a lot to do with. That is 847-805-8878.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPros call and text line. Amy Kite, 630. If I buy a home to use as an investment property, can I write off the cost of repairing the roof, replacing the hot water heater, etc., because it's an investment property? Amy Kite.
Absolutely.
And because it's because you're investing back into the property.
Correct.
And you to save all the receipts, and those are repairs. And you could take it to your accountant, which you should have.
Please, when you have an investment property, please have an accountant.
Yes. 312-981-7200. Okay, we're going to bring Tony up here. Ready, Tony?
Ready.
All right. So, this from 815.
Mm-hmm.
What type of paint do you use to do a German schmear on a brick fireplace? And that is exactly what the text says. Does latex watered down work? Rather use paint than mortar if possible. Any other tips? Thanks.
Yeah. So,
what is a German schmear?
So I'm going to guess it's similar to a classic lime wash. which is kind of like a transparent type paint. It's really not a paint, though. It's more of a mineral oil, meaning so when it cures, it actually becomes part of the brick. If you go to your local J.C. Lick store, we do sell a product. It comes from Italy. It's called Roma Bio. And it can be tinted basically to any color, or you use the standard white. I'm actually going to be doing this on my fireplace in the next couple of weeks. It's kind of been on my to-do list. But basically what you're doing is you're brushing on this material that's diluted with water. So it comes in either a, well, it's the metric system, so it's kind of difficult to tell. But it's like less than a quart, I want to say. And that'll make about a gallon's worth of material. You just kind of brush it on, and then you use like a little spritz bottle to take it off, or a sponge, and you can dab it here and there. You've probably seen it outdoors on a lot of homes that were once like, you know, full brick, and then they do this kind of distressed white look on it. So that's very similar to what this German schmear, I believe it is. It's very easy to do. You kind of have to have a keen eye. It's something you definitely can tackle, because there is a margin of error that you can, you know, kind of correct.
Work around.
Yeah, you can correct whatever mistakes you make. So if you want to take off a little bit more, you could spray it down, the brick down with a little water, wipe it off, and then you could kind of see that background color to it.
But you've got this product in your stores?
We do, yeah. It's from Italy, so you know it's good to begin with. Roma Bio again.
Of course.
You know, and just go in there, ask your local J.C. Licht representative, I want some Roma Bio.
So, Tony DiStefano, anything made in Italy? Is it safe to say, with your last name being what it is, that anything made in Italy?
Yeah.
And your heritage would be considered awesome?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we'll get to another product down the line, I'm sure, as yep. well.
Tone, do yourself a favor and the show a favor. Take a video of you doing that process.
Sure, I can do that.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Like we talked about, I think a lot of people attempt to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And some looks good and some does not.
Right.
But that's a great idea. We get calls and text messages on the show. We've been here at LS, at GN, at WGN from across the street. Well, that was a Freudian slip. We've been here for about a year, and literally once a weekend, every show, we get a paint question. So that would be great if you made a video of all of our texts, all of our listeners' text, and we could have a library going on. And it'd be even equally great if Amy can make videos of like creepy dolls in the basement and clowns.
No. Yeah, there's enough videos like that already.
I was going to jump in with that. My wife has this creepy doll in the basement, and I put it in like a box.
No, put it upside. Yes.
I put it in the box facing down, and then it's
still
in the
turned
rafters
around.
As
Did it
well.
Turn around again?
I check it every like 6 months.
If it turns around, you have to move.
I know.
You know we're going to get emails from people and text messages for the cruelty of dolls.
I could stick up for myself.
All right, so if our listeners want to reach out to get more information, but seriously, that video idea is a great idea, because it really would resonate with our listeners.
I'll definitely do it. And the good thing about this product, again, is it doesn't fully cure, I want to say, for like 3 days. So you could go back into it, re-wet it, take a little bit of the material off or add to it to kind of give you that look. But again, look online, just do kind of German schmear or lime wash, get an idea of what you're doing, lay
but
out
a plan. But if I
walk
into your store, and they would, all your people or somebody at your store would
know. Yeah, would know what Roma Bio is. Yeah, lime wash.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know who else has got a huge dog collection? My good friend Tom Scher, who's listening. 312-981-7200. He's got a whole basement lined up. It's creepy. Whenever I go down there, I said I can't go over to that side of the basement. Jay from 773. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. You got a fiberglass bathtub issue.
So I have a probably early 2000s black. It's black. Here's the first problem. It's a crane water jet pool, the bathtub, so it's got the jets that run through it, and where the bathtub meets the tile line, there's kind of a little bit of a gap, and maybe that's because I don't know how flexible fiberglass is, or maybe the support under that has kind of shrunk over the years, or just kind of dipped down and everything. But now I'm trying to find something that's, I guess, at least flexible enough that when it moves, when I stand in it or something like that, that it won't kind of break apart. And you might cringe on this, but like I used like about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I used that, the Flex Shot stuff, and it was black and it looked like mud, and it just, and I did it, but like I noticed this within the last week and a half that it's kind of made that, you can see that seam, so you can kind of see in the back of it where all the kind of the guts of the whirlpool is, or the tub is.
So, excuse me, Jake, are you saying where the tub body meets the tile?
Yes, like to kind of like on the walls, like so, like going sure. up, like around the, yeah. So like it's you know, and it's shrunk over the years. I think with the caulk, it used to be there, but I'm just looking for it because it's not the smallest crease that you know that has the little. You know,
no, Jay,
it's not the smallest area, so I want something you can kind of like maybe expand at first and then just kind of seal, but be flexible enough that when I kind of sit down on it or stand on it, like...
Sure, no, I get it, Jay. But, Jay, you're describing your bathtub, the body of the tub is actually black, is that correct?
Yes, which right. is probably a problem when you try to find it.
So oh, no, not really. So this gap that you say right now, is there a colored caulk in it now?
There's remnants of like old black caulk, so I just don't know, you know, what kind it is. But like, I just think maybe over time, or just from the flexibility of the fibers,
sure.
I think it needs something a little bit more that's just going to act as like one of those foam things that kind of fills it up, and then
so any type of silicone caulk would be able to do that. If you're asking, is there a black caulk? Yes, there's black silicone.
Yeah.
Lexan is a great caulk for that. It'll stay flexible and. It's the perfect application.
What is this called? Black sand? Is that what you said?
No, Lexan.
Lexan.
You sell okay. that at JC Lexan?
We sell a variation product okay. of that as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have given
okay.
that to you.
That's
but,
okay.
yeah, but you're just describing a high-grade silicone caulk. Would you agree, Tony?
Absolutely. And probably do it in a couple of steps. Like, don't go in and do, like, a giant bead. Maybe put in a smaller bead to build it up, let it dry, and then put a second bead right over the top of that.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
Do you have any products made in Italy that
can help with that?
Yeah.
We'll get on that. We'll put R&D on that.
So
something with olive oil in it.
Where do you live, Jay?
Always.
Where do you live?
Chicago, Illinois, northwest side.
Northwest side. Give me a neighborhood.
Norwood Park.
Norwood Park. You got a store by Norwood Park you could go into?
I think we're up. Where? What would be closest?
You right. can answer pink questions, but you can't answer.
He's
questions
got 30.
Where
he's got 30 stores.
I don't care.
41 stores. There's certain areas I stay away
he
from.
He just started, but you stop
just
busting.
Saying.
Just like wade into the.
He knows
him
everything
out
about a schmear, but he doesn't know where his stores are.
Jay, hang tight, buddy. We're gonna get you information.
Appreciate it.
And our expert here, Tony, will follow up, and Joel will follow up. Thanks for calling. We're also gonna send you Mr. Floor. Cleaning product, and we're going to pick Gary Novell up on the other side. I'm supposed to also mention that if our listeners go to MrFloor.com and enter in promo code Mr. Floor, mm-hmm. if they go to MrFloor.com and enter in promo code WGN or Home Sweet Home, they'll get a discount on their order. So there you go, 312-981-7200. Coming up, Gary Novell. We have Peter from Des Plaines that has a credit question for Gary. We also have Paula in Glenview that wants to bust my chops about something. Phone lines are open. Text lines are also open. Same number, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's MegaPro's call and text line 847. My wife has some old porcelain dolls sitting on a bench, and one is made to look like her. Creepy. No,
that's wrong for a lot of reasons.
That's awesome. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Gary Novell, how are you?
Well, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Hell no.
No.
Hell no. What am I rep here got me a doll, a bobblehead doll of me with, I used to have a wheeling backpack because I threw my back out. And so he made a bobblehead doll with me of my face.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was great. Brad. Yeah. Yeah. It was good. It was good. It was very well done. He's listening right now. So well done, Brad.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, Gary. We're going to change up a couple of things here. We've got some callers for you. So we're going to get to the callers. So hold your topic until next weekend. We got Peter in Des Plaines that has a credit question for you. Peter, how are you? Hold on. Peter, you know how to do this?
Doing great. Thank you.
No problem.
Hey, happy early Hanukkah.
Thank you, buddy. Same to you. And happy Kwanzaa and happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Everything.
Winter solstice for the pagans.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we love pagans.
Anyway.
Now, you got a question for Gary.
Yes. Give you a cliff notes. Ordered something online from a major home improvement company. I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but didn't accept delivery because I realized it was the wrong one, and got it authorization to send it back. And that was in June. In July, I tried calling them for credit, and because of the COVID excuse, you could never get through. Became highly frustrated. First time in my life ever did a chargeback. So the credit card company removed the charge, but then I noticed it said conditional charge. So it lasted for a couple months. Then they put it back on. I've reached out to their end supplier who acknowledges the product went back. The company kind of acknowledges it's there, but they say they can't give me a credit because of a 90-day rule, and then we waited patiently for that. And then they say now that I got another conditional credit back from the credit card company, which is absolute BS because it's not on our statement. Called the credit card company. So we're really frustrated what to do other than just trying to do another fraud credit card. Because at this point, I feel like it's fraud because we never took possession of this. I don't know how that works with our credit. Tell my wife that we shouldn't. We probably have to pay this, but maybe we shouldn't. And if I don't pay it, then it's going to affect our credit. Thoughts?
Gary?
Well, welcome to 2020, okay? You can't say the name of the big box place that you ordered from, but what's the bank that did the financing for the store?
Well, that I don't know. It was on our credit card.
Okay, was it a credit card that you have, or was it, yeah. or it was a credit
yes,
card that you were going to get
card.
By making the purchase at the store?
No. It's my wife's general credit card that we use for years.
I would just deal with your credit card company up and just cancel the charge because of it and say that the place is treating you pretty shady. They're not giving you direct answers, and you haven't gotten the product that you ordered, and it's been 6 months now, and you just don't want to deal with it anymore.
Well, I agree, but see, what happened was they gave a conditional credit, and then we got an email saying they wanted documentation. So we had it all laid out with the documentation of the authorized return from the shipper that we never even accepted delivery of it. And it seemed like to go in a black hole and was just ignored. And they just basically sent us a letter, your chargeback has been reinstated, and that you could file a complaint with the three credit bureaus if you feel this is an error.
Have you looked at your credit report lately?
No, but we pay our credit card in full every month, so that's not the issue. Now it's back on. Actually, the payment's due Monday. I'm going to have to make that payment, obviously.
Well, you might have to bite the bullet and make the payment because you don't want to be late with anything, and that would just make the problem a little bit worse. So you may have to bite the bullet, but I tell you what, this is getting a little bit long. Why don't you give me a call on Monday, and we can talk about this a little bit in more detail. I can give you a couple of ideas of what you can do.
Okay, appreciate that very much. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Pete.
Do you have a pen and paper handy? I'll give you my number.
I'm ready for you.
630-624-9557.
It's 630, Pete, 624-9557. We're going to put you on hold, and they're going to pick you up on the other side to get you your Mr. Fuller cleaning product. Joe, out in Palatine's got a question for you about identity theft, Gary. Joe, you got a minute. Fire away.
Thank you. Gary, I'm actually calling on behalf of my sister-in-law. She received an EBT card in the mail and a letter saying her job was terminated, but her job is, in fact, not terminated, and she never filed for unemployment. This is the third person this week that I know that this has happened to. How do we go to protect this from happening moving forward?
Well, first of all, everybody should stay away from Joe because he's obviously got some challenges. But go ahead, Gary. How do you fix Joe's friend's problem?
No, Joe has the same problem.
Hey, Joe Hogel, does this sound familiar?
Exactly.
That Joe
right?
Hogel, yeah.
Yes.
Look at you're join the club. There's over 2 million people across the country. 200,000 people just in the state of Illinois that they've had their identity stolen and had these fraudulent unemployment benefits opened up against them, okay? It's something that's happening. I talked about this. I brought it to everybody's attention 5 or 6 months ago, and now it's just all of a sudden it's exploding all across the country.
What do they do?
The first thing you have to do is you got to notify your employer, tell them that you never filed anything, so they can block the request. You need to contact the unemployment division and let them know you were not a victim of fraud. You can go to Federal Trade Commission FTA.gov, and you file a complaint with them. You file a police report to protect yourself for anything that's happening in the future. Now, when they people file these unemployment claims like this, they're not doing anything to your credit per se, but your information is out there. Obviously, somebody's got your information. I think this is all happening. This is all the stuff that was stolen from Equifax a couple years ago. I think all that information is starting to surface now. Every state had to do this unemployment because of COVID. They had to ramp up it overnight because of all the millions of people that were filing back in March.
Hey, Gary, we got to hit a break. I got to get to traffic and weather. We're going to pick you up after the break. Joe, hold tight. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, J.C. Licht, Amy Kite, Credit Guru Gary Novell, and J.C. Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn. Amy Kite, quickly introduce yourself again to our fine listeners.
Yep, this is Amy Kite with Keller Williams Infinity. You can reach us at 847-877-9881 or at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Pete Marrero, how'd I do?
Very well.
All right, JC Restoration, if our listeners want to reach you and your 24-hour service, how do they reach you again?
Yes, you can reach us at any time, even over the weekends, 800-956-8844.
We have Tony DiStefano from JC Licht. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
Yeah, go to jclicht.com, 41 locations in the Chicagoland area. Biggest supplier of Benjamin Moore paint in the country.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
You guys been busy? A little bit?
A little bit. The holidays, people are going to start backing out of us being in their homes.
Yep. Well, with the COVID going on, the COVID numbers going up, our listeners are going to be a lot more concerned? Or just because of the holidays in general?
Yes. So Christmas time, David, they put up decorations all over the house.
Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to say candles. But I'm Buddhist. What? David?
You're Buddhist, right. You're Buddhist. Yeah.
I am Buddhist.
You're still not Buddhist.
Oh, I believe that we're all deity.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Paul and Glenview, how are you?
I am fine, David. Greetings from BJBE.
Thank
in
you.
Deerfield. I want to wish your listeners, a happy holiday season. In particular, Hanukkah starts this coming Thursday night for 8 days and nights. So I want to wish everyone joy and shalom. And I'm still laughing at your usage of the word chazarai. I think it was so funny for your listeners. It's Yiddish, which is a derivation of German. The root word is chazar, which means pig. And so I guess the pig leavings refer to chazarai.
Okay.
In general. I just wanted to throw that out for anyone's interest.
Okay, welcome to Yiddish Talk.
I'm learning stuff. I didn't even know Hanukkah was on Thursday.
I didn't know what the root cause of...
Well, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, I appreciate that. I didn't know the root of chazarai was chazar. Did you know, Amy?
No.
Okay, well, thank you, Paula, for calling. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Judy in Kenosha, you have a bathtub, a fire in a bathtub. That sounds like a...
oxymoron.
An oxymoron.
I know, it's very strange. Do you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Judy. How can we help you? We have Pete here from JC Restoration.
Hey, Judy.
Wonderful. Last Christmas, my grandson got in the bathtub without water to read a book, and he had a votive candle. And you know what happened? The plastic shower curtain got on fire. It was on fire for several minutes, and some of the melted plastic went on my high-end fiberglass bathtub. And after everything was cleaned up, there was a yellow stain that the only thing I've put on it is a very mild soap and water. But I am unable to get anything out. So at the end of the tub is this big yellow stain from the melted plastic.
How old is your grandson?
Is there anything to take that out?
How old is your grandson? Well, hold on to that. How old is your grandson?
He was 8 years old at the time.
Okay.
And he thought that would be fun.
Did he get into a little grandma's hooch or no? Or no? You know, was
just a little bit.
A little bit of grandma's hooch. Okay, and a volatile. One of those little tea candles.
A little votive candle.
All right. So a drunk 8 year old almost burnt down the house. So
Judy, I feel for you. I'm sorry to hear that. I have little ones and they do get into things, especially
burning plastic. Is the worst.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, you know, the discoloration, it sounds like, I want to get to Judy. Let me help her out here. Sounds like you did the best you could to clean up, all right? Let's protect the little guy. You know, he made a mistake, all right? But, you know, you have some discoloration to that to the plastic, and unfortunately, there may not be a solution to pull that, and, you know, you may have to replace the panel itself. And that's just the unfortunate. There's a lot of things we can clean in our industry. There's a lot of solutions. But when you have this type of discoloration, this type of burn, the staining, it just sometimes it won't go away, especially on that type of material.
How about a sledgehammer? Well, wait a minute. What about Miracle Method? You think that they can
coat know.
It?
I don't know if they do fiberglass. You know what?
Worth a shot.
If David Haas is listening.
I'll have David Haas.
I'll text him right now.
Yeah. We'll text David Haas to call in to see what he could do with the fiberglass tub. How's that, Judy? Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you.
All right. Well, hang tight. 1 second. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product. If our listeners want to go to MrFloor.com, enter in WGM promo code, get a little discount. Another fire question here. It's fire talk here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Stephanie in Chicago, you have a question about a fire as well.
Yes. Can you hear me?
We could hear you. I'll tell you what. Throw out the question. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and have Pete answer it after the break, okay?
Okay, sure.
So what's your question or what's your scenario?
So I had a fire in my oven yesterday. Bacon set on fire. When I opened the oven, the flames just ignited. So I screamed for help. My neighbor came and put it out with a fire extinguisher, and I called the fire department. But, you know, using that fire extinguisher, that powder residue just got absolutely everywhere in my entire apartment. So.
Well, hang on. More importantly, it ruined the bacon. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about the important thing. It screwed
up
the bacon.
Stephanie, thank you for the call.
Stephanie. Hang on 1 second. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. It's got a smell, and there's residue all over the place. I can imagine that you deal with that all the time. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM720 WGM. We're going to come back with Pete's answer to Stephanie's question after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That is where all of our contact information is. That's a MegaPros call and text line. Pete, before the commercial, Stephanie called in with a bacon fire. Her neighbor came in with a fire extinguisher, completely screwed up the entire batch of bacon, and now she has a burning bacon smell and that white residue from the fire extinguisher that her neighbor used to put the fire out all over the place. How bad does it smell in your house, Stephanie?
Not too bad. It smells like something definitely burned, but it's just that residue is absolutely everywhere. It was like a whole explosion happened.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you know, we see this a lot. We do see, and even with vandalism, you know, going in with fire extinguishers and just spraying up at a school or a building, and very, very messy situation. You know, you can do your best to clean up, but what you may not know, what you may not realize is the cleanup is would be covered by insurance if you reach out to them, Stephanie. So if you have good insurance, who do you have, if you don't mind?
State Farm.
State Farm's fantastic. And if you call your agent and you explain the situation, this should be a covered loss, right? But you want to cover that with them. Mm-hmm. And then what do they cover? They would have a company such as JC Restoration come in and kind of close off the area where it started, right? The stove, which you might have to have that replaced now. And then we would go in, produce a protocol to clean the entire, is it a home,
a condo.
Okay, condo. Yeah, so we would go and we'd clean the place up, including, you know, your furniture, your contents, clothing items. And another thing you might not realize, even your furnace, you know, your HVAC is running, you're spraying that odor's in it, and you might have to have that clean. So if you're okay, and maybe when we're off the air, you can leave your information. I'd love to come out. There's never a charge for us to go out and just assess, you know, and just look at it and say, hey, here's what we can do. Here's what you can do. A lot of times you think, you know, you can clean. You start cleaning, but then you end up ruining your vacuum cleaner. You end up cross-contaminating. You know, you're tracking that stuff from one room to the other as you're cleaning. JC Restoration, we've got your back, and, you know, we'd love to go out and take a look and see how we could help you.
Is this the first time you ever had a fire cooking, or is this a steady occurrence?
No, first time. I feel like I made such a big mistake, but it happens to everyone, right?
Do you cook a lot?
Here and there.
Okay, maybe takeout? You know, maybe I'm just trying to save some.
Hey, in COVID times, you got to be cooking inside.
No, I get it. But aren't you supposed to cook I don't cook much bacon, but aren't you supposed to cook bacon on top? Is that something in the oven? I mean, you see stuff all the time, Pete. I mean,
right.
Yeah, we do. We see it a lot of grease fires, and you just got to protect yourself. I'm thankful that you said you had a friend or a neighbor go in there with the fire extinguisher. Yep. That's the move. That's the move. And then I'm sure, did you go through the process? You got the firefighters out there?
Yep, I called the fire department. Good. Five guys came in. They said, just keep, you know, the airflow to clear everything out. But I've been trying to clean for like a day now, and it's just such a mess.
Yeah.
That residue is everywhere.
Well, be safe. You know, it could have been a heck of a lot worse. You know, it sounds like you might have lost the stove there. But you know, it
saved
looks like
your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You lost the stove, you lost the bacon, you made a mess.
You're really worried about that bacon.
I'm just telling you.
I tried to get you worried about an 8-year-old boy in a bathtub.
Let's worry about the bacon right now. A pig died, and it didn't even get a chance to get eaten because we had an oven fire.
You really got that bacon on the mind.
But I got a taste for bacon now. So, Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, we'll take your information. We have equipment that we can bring into your unit that will help knock down that odor. These are called HEPA filtration devices. We put charcoal filters in them. And I think you, if you're staying there, you should probably have one or two of those in there. And again, if you reach out to your agent or your broker, this stuff, it'll be covered. So you don't have to worry about that outside of your
deductible. That'd be
great. Mm-hmm. All right. We really appreciate you calling.
Do you have hardwood floor, Stephanie?
I do, yeah. Right.
We're going to send you the best hardwood floor cleaner on the planet, Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner. So hang tight, okay? Thanks for calling 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's bring Judy up on line one as well. David Haas from Miracle Method. Hey, David, we have a 8-year-old young man who got into grandma's stash, got a little lit up, decided to take a book and a little tea candle into the bathtub, in a fiberglass bathtub, just to sit there and read, as a lot of 8-year-olds do. Another reason why I don't read, Joe, and why I don't sit in bathtubs.
I never did that when I was a kid.
There's a reason why, because we'd probably burn down the house. 312-981-7200. So, David, I've got Judy in Kenosha. Judy, quickly explain what your inebriated 8-year-old grandson did and almost burned down your house, and explain your bathtub to David to see if he could do something with Miracle Method.
Okay, I have a fiberglass high-end bathtub with jets and everything, and it's a very good tub. He was in the tub, placed the candle, of course, near the shower curtain, which was a plastic liner. The plastic liner caught on fire. It was only on fire for a couple of minutes, and the melted plastic went onto the fiberglass tub. And after we cleaned up everything, all I put on it was just a very mild soap and water, and that's the only thing I have put on it. And there is a big yellow, bright yellow stain on the end of the bathtub.
David Haas, Miracle Method, what do you recommend?
Well, good morning. Thanks
good morning.
For having me call in. And sorry about that, but bacon and fires and bathtubs is a good thing.
Yeah, all before noon. All before noon.
It sounds like, that certainly we can fix the bathtub. So did the fiberglass get damaged beyond the staining, or is it just the stain?
No damage at all. It's just the bright yellow end of the tub.
Okay, well, it's possible that we could do a color match type of thing, and at the very least, we could try that to see if we can patch the area, but you could refinish the whole bathtub and be just fine.
Okay.
All right, so there is hope, and we do have some some recommendations that it can be repaired by grinding out the damaged section and filling it in with an epoxy resin. Do you sell that at J.C. Licht?
We do.
Okay. Kits sold to repair damages of fiberglass boats. I know Tom Jenke wanted to call in, too, because he owned a fiberglass bathtub and a boat company.
But here, let's go back to David Haas, because this really is his area of expertise. But Dave, you say,
No, but if she wanted to do it on her own, so we wanted to give her that. Do you want to repair it on your own, Judy? With epoxy?
No, I don't.
Okay, there
no,
you go.
No, I don't.
Go ahead,
David. No, Judy's done with that. So, but Dave, you can do the same. You can actually fix that spot, but your concern is the color match. Is that correct?
Right, yeah. So, I mean, the color match part is a nice little process, and I have great technicians on the team that really work hard to just match as close as possible. And probably a spot repair will be just fine. It's a fiberglass tub. It's not too hard to repair, but we do it every day. It was a Judy?
Yeah, Judy.
Yeah, Judy, we do it every day. So if you don't want to attempt it yourself, we could definitely. I'd like to see a picture, and I could give you a little bit more information on how to fix it.
Do you go to Kenosha, Dave? You go to Kenosha?
You know, we are lucky enough to travel to Kenosha quite a bit.
Okay.
And worked in a number of schools in Kenosha for the Kenosha School District. It's a wonderful place.
And, great.
We have a good time there.
All right, so Judy, here's the deal. When Dave comes up and repairs the bathtub, your grandkid has to do his business outside, okay? He's not allowed to go inside that bathtub at all. Or he's got to go in.
I'm with you.
Where's he going to read?
It doesn't matter. He stops reading. It's another reason I don't read. So
Maybe a flashlight instead of candlelight.
Yeah, but that's less dangerous.
Maybe that's the Christmas present.
Yeah, you know, or maybe with a fire extinguisher or something when he reads, Judy. And take the matches away from the kid, for God's sakes. Judy, hang tight.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
Hey, Dave, before I go, did you say the liner or the plastic wall system actually caught on fire too?
Well, that's what Judy said, right?
No.
What
it happened? Was the shower curtain.
It was a shower curtain.
Liner. Oh, the shower curtain. Okay, right. Well, that's easy to replace.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. So,
but I mean, so
for having me.
For our listeners, though, you could actually refinish that whole tub perfectly.
We could refinish the bathtub, and then we could figure out what was going on with the wall if that was the issue. But if it's just the shower curtain, we're in good shape.
And we got the Tom Jenke green thumb of approval. He's like, your guy is spot on with the repair. So there you go, David Haas. You won over Tom Jenke.
You won me over a long time ago, Dave. Dave is really
good. You guys are great.
What's your phone number, David?
It is 630-832-2250.
One more time.
630-832-2250.
All right, there you go. We're going to talk paint coming out after the break. Thanks for calling in, Dave. Judy, thanks for calling in. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200. We got Jim in South Holland with the chimney question. We got Ken in Rockford with information with what paint to use. I don't know what that means. We've got text message. Whoa! We've got pictures coming in, Joe, on the text line. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We are loaded to bear for the next hour and a half. Looking forward to talking with you.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is our MegaPros call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. The three steps that a listener, should take if you were impacted by what the caller, Joe, was impacted earlier and what Joe Hogle's been impacted by somebody filing an unemployment claim against you is, number one, contact your employer. Number two, file a police report. Number three, go to FTC.gov and also let them know what's going on. It is rampant out there right now. Joe, you got tagged.
The police will come to your home to take that report.
Yeah.
And they don't mind. You know, I was worried I was bothering them, and they're like,
what's their job?
20 of these a day.
If you have identity theft, you need to file a police report, or else the credit card companies and the credit bureaus are not going to update your credit report without the police report.
They actually give you a report number, so you can go online and you can print it and all that stuff, but you can also refer to that number. So if you have to send a report, you can just tell them where to get the number.
Yeah, that's why you need to file the police report. Exactly. 312-981-7200. We go from fire talk over to paint talk. We've got Ken in Rockford. You've got a question for Tony, our painting expert from J.C. Licht. How are you there, Ken?
Yes, I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I have to repair some vinyl J channel or replace the vinyl J channel, and I can't get the color. It's discontinued. And I'm wondering what type of paint and what type of preparation I need to do to paint vinyl J channel.
How do you match, and there's thousands of colors, hundreds of thousands of colors.
Millions.
Right, millions of colors. With it starts out one color, but then after a summer or after 10 summers or whatever, starts fading. So how would, for not only Ken, all of our listeners, match up a specific paint? Do you offer that service at JC Electric?
Absolutely. So if you have like a sample of that J channel that you could bring into one of our locations, we really only need like a dime size sample, and we can get it extremely accurate to that color. So color problem out of the way. Number two, painting vinyl. Number one, you do have to prime it. So Benjamin Moore makes a great product called Stix, S-T-I-X. It is a acrylic urethane. It bonds to everything, including PVC and vinyl. So you're going to give your J channel a quick coat with that.
Well, quick question. As it's getting colder outside, what temperature can you apply that in? How low of a temperature can you go?
35. 35 we usually deal with this at the changing of the season.
Right above
now.
Freezing?
Right above freezing, you know, substrate temperature. So even though it might be like 40 out, you know, that vinyl window could be like 25 or 30. So keep that in mind when you're doing anything outside. It's substrate temperature, not actual air temperature.
What does substrate temperature mean?
So like your brick, you know, that's a substrate. Your deck, that's the wood. That could be a different. When you were a kid swinging on the swings, you know, that piece of vinyl, you got on the swings in 85-degree weather, that vinyl was 110 degrees, you know. Same thing. So just make sure substrate temperature is within those parameters.
Okay. So you got to take the temperature of the surface that you're looking to apply this product to. Okay. That makes sense.
Correct. So then go ahead and prime it, and then use any one of our high-quality top coats from Benjamin Moore.
Does that make sense, Kenny?
Yes, it does. Someone mentioned an alkaline paint. Is that what you would use, or just the latex?
No, just using acrylic. Acrylic paints have come so far in the last 20 years that they actually almost outdo old oil-based paints at this point. So keep it acrylic. Some paints nowadays actually have alkyd resins in them, so they give that extra bite and that extra durability. So, you know, there are different blends out there, but stick with acrylic, water cleanup.
Hey, Amy Kite, red houses with purple doors, because that's my specialty. Those are my two favorite colors. If our friend here, Ken in Rockford, would that be a hot item?
A red house with a purple door?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd probably change the color.
To red house with a purple door.
Oh, no, please.
Okay, so Ken, don't do what... I love red. Oh. I just love the color red, Joe. I just love it.
I have no idea what's going on.
I do have a purple door, the siding is not red.
There you go. All right. Well, you got one out of two.
You know he had a purple door?
I didn't. It gets a little creepy now. 312-981-7200. Hang on, Kenny. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products. 312-981-7200. Great question. Mm-hmm. Great question there. Joe's like, thank God we have a painter in there now.
What a blessing, right?
Huge blessing.
Like, well, alkaline. Like, right. I would say that.
Right. 312-981-7200. If you would like a discount on Mr. Floor products, just go to MrFloor.com and type in promo code WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Tell us a little bit about JC Licht. Give us the history. How, you know, when did it start? You're up to over 40 stores.
Correct.
Talk about, you know, the origin. When Joe talked about, he started his company when he was 17 with a pack of cigarettes and a Ford pickup truck. And,
you know
50 years
why
later.
Why do you have to put the cigarettes in there?
Because, you know, so I got the Ford pickup truck, right? New T-shirt and blue jeans. But, you know, how did...
For J.C. Licht is a very, like, Chicago brand. We're only here in Chicago for the time being right now. Started in 1907 by the Licht family. It's a strong name. Just over the years, they've grown by locations. Again, country's biggest supplier, Benjamin Moore Paints. That's our bread and butter. We also offer a large line of other coating, specialty products, wall coverings, lacquers, high-performance products, just a full gamut of sundries and supplies for every painting job that you have. But started with the Licht family. They really grew the brand, grew the name. Benjamin Moore took over about 20 years ago, Benjamin Moore, the actual company. But they're more of a paint manufacturer. They don't really run stores. So 5 years ago, our company president and owner Elliot Greenberg bought up all these locations from Benjamin Moore in the area, and now he's really rebranded and grown the brand.
He really has done a great job.
Yeah, sky's the limit, man. We're going all out. We're everywhere. We're all over the internet, all over social, just you know, making a big splash in the market.
Well, we're glad to have you, and also in our new home, Amy. As you know, my wife is an unbelievable designer. You know, I get this. I want to put up wallpaper, and I'm thinking wallpaper. You know, people. When I bought all my houses, their wallpaper, I took it down. I had that glue, and it was disgusting, and it got everywhere. And she wants to put wallpaper back up, and wallpaper is hot right now. I was talking to you and Joe about that prior to the show. Joe's like, I'm looking for a good wallpaper company, but you're seeing a ton of that in homes right now. That's what people are doing a ton of.
We're seeing more, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, it's going to be in my new house. And you said, I don't know why, but my wife wants it. So guess what? We're going to have
you're
wallpaper.
Gonna get it. Yep.
But you sell a ton of it, and it's making a huge comeback. Which
absolutely. See,
shocked
our
me.
Go to your local J.C. Lick store, see the people in the store. They'll direct you. Wallpaper companies are doing phenomenal things nowadays. Everything's decorative,
textures,
looks great,
colors,
everything.
Yeah.
You know? So check it out.
Do you have it with like leopards jumping out with a red light that I could put
you
on? Like
betcha.
A velvet?
For sure.
All right. See, Amy?
Strictly for people with red houses and purple doors.
Red houses, purple doors. You could. It's all good. 312-981-7.
But your wife's decorating your house. You're not going to have anything.
I have nothing to do with
good.
It.
That's good. That's actually very,
she's
very
like, good. I'm going here. I'm going. I'm like, great. She's like, what do you think of this? I'm like, you like it? Yeah. I'm like, I love it. It's great. That's the key to a good marriage. Right, Amy?
Yes.
Yes. Just agree. Just say, what do you think of the light fixtures? Love them. I think they're beautiful. And they are beautiful. But I have no interest in any of that. At all. 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking more about paint, talking about real estate, talking about fires. Do you teach people how to start fires so you guys could come out after they burn their house down?
No.
That's not a service you provide?
No.
Okay.
But don't throw water on a grease fire.
Correct.
That's what we talk
correct
about.
That is very bad.
Very bad.
That's like throwing water on a magnesium fire as well. That's not good because that magnesium uses the oxygen in the water to feed itself and burn brighter. How do I know? Because my best friend almost burnt down an entire block by trying to dry magnesium with a heater over the top, and a spark got in, and he almost burnt down the entire block. Yeah, everybody's healthy and safe. They had to bring in salt trucks to put salt on the fire to suffocate the fire.
Are most of your friends still alive?
My friends are like,
okay, good.
That's amazing. I made it almost, what am I, 54 on Christmas.
Yes.
I thank God every day. Yeah. I'm like, I can't believe I'm still here. Yeah. 3-1 with the idiots that I grew up with, including myself. 312-981-7200. Thanks for reminding me. 312-981-7200.
How grateful you are.
How grateful I am for the knuckleheads. I'm still alive with the knuckleheads I ran with. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago at AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I get that look from Amy, Joe, every time I like come up with a design, like idea.
Amy gives me that same look for different reasons.
Right. 708 for David. I'm a wallpaper installer, and he mentioned something with leopards. There is a crushed velvet leopard wallpaper out there. That's going into my bedroom.
Yeah, right.
312-981-7200.
Yeah, but you're not staying with your wife.
I was going to say, yeah, you must have a different bedroom from
you
your wife.
Somewhere.
Let's not be specific. It's going into a bedroom someplace. That is awesome. Because I could see a couple of red lights going. Joe knows what I'm talking about. Joe Brand's got it in his living room. His wife loves crushed velvet animals, like leaping out. You turn the lights off, put the red light on. Yeah, eye of the tiger. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Thanks for sharing that. That's awesome. 847. How to get yellow high traffic areas off a 25-year-old no wax white vinyl kitchen floor, Joe. Buy a new floor.
Joe, me?
Yeah. 847. How to get yellowed high traffic area off a 25-year-old no wax white vinyl kitchen floor. What do you recommend?
Calling this show 2 hours earlier?
Right, asking Lou Manfredini?
Exactly. All right, so, But, Amy, you've seen that where the traffic pattern actually turns yellow,
yes.
right?
So, oh, yes.
Dave, I don't
you got to replace it,
you have
don't
to replace
you?
It. Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing I've ever found.
I mean, you
found.
Could call Executive Green and see if they could do something for it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's 25 years old.
I'd agree. Replace it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know that you have an option.
It's unanimous. Rip that puppy out. Right. Let's get a new floor.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Tom in Ohio. Thanks for listening, buddy. How can we help you?
Well, I've got a question regarding a bathtub. It seems like that's kind of a topic today.
Yeah, you got an 8-year-old grandkid that likes to smoke in a bathtub and read?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, but I've had a nationally known bath company come in and replace the tub with the overlay liner and the wall surround and so forth.
Right. Tom Jenke used to own a company like that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what has occurred, and shortly thereafter the installation, was kind of an etching in the corners of the tub and the discoloration. Now, this is lifetime warranty. I called the company. They came back. They looked at it, and they said, oh, we can't rub that out. There's nothing we can do. They were back a second time for a faucet issue, and the guy looked at it again and said, oh, that looks like that's just on the surface. I think I can scrape that off. Took a knife blade. Well, he could not scrape that off. Lifetime warranty. Any options, guys?
Joe?
I assume I know the company you're talking about. I think you have to work your way up the ladder. I do believe that they would replace that for you.
Okay. Have you tried calling the owner of the company or no?
I have talked to them. I actually put a call into their main manufacturer company even and never got a call back from them at all.
You have
and,
to work
I've dealt
your way
with
up.
The local reps three times.
Yeah, you're going to have to work your way up. But sending emails, you can send an email. Normally, you can send an email right to the CEO.
Right.
Okay.
Social media.
It has to be replaced, and they should replace it. I'm pretty sure that if it's the company I'm thinking about, they will be happy to replace it.
I would take that 8-pound dog you got there yapping in the back, and
it's
I drop
8 pounds. It's probably like 6 ounces.
More like 30-pound puppy.
Right. Well, really? You got to take it back because that bark is a little weak. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like we got to toughen that.
Trust me, gentlemen and ladies, I have threatened to.
Who are you threatening? The dog or somebody else?
Mama. Yes.
So that dog wasn't your. So that dog wasn't your idea, was it?
No, not really. Not really. All right. Well, look, you've all been helpful, and I thank you so very much for that advice.
Yeah,
we'll follow up.
Please keep pounding that company because there's no doubt that should be replaced.
Yeah, that's what I would do as well. I'd contact the guy or gal up top and keep pestering them and seeing what's going on is what I would do. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product. Go to MrFloor.com, type in WGN promo code for a discount on all their products. James in DeKalb. I went to Northern. How do you think of that, James?
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that and $2.70 get you a gallon of gas in the city.
I heard what he said. Wow.
Yeah, great. No, I don't really care. Whatever. I lived at Greenbrier and Russell. How do you think of that? Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, another one. I don't really care.
No. What do you got? Greenbrier and Russell?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got some popcorn sealant I want to get rid of.
He doesn't care where I used to live in Northern.
No.
Okay. Let's get right to the popcorn ceiling. Can you help James and DeKalb out with popcorn ceiling? What's that, stucco spray-on stuff?
Yeah. It's just a joint compound. It's a total nightmare, kind of. I don't want to scare you away. But cover everything. Get everything out of the room. Cover the floor in plastic.
Got to scrape.
You got to scrape. Wet it down a little bit. So get a spritz bottle and wet it down.
What do you wet it down with?
Just put it in just water.
Just water?
Yeah, and like in a regular spritz bottle. We actually sell these things at J.C. Lick that wallpaper hangers use. It's like a
mister type deal?
Yeah, it's kind of like a pump-up sprayer. Yeah. You know, you could spray the ceiling down
that. I like
get
those.
It nice and saturated. Find a starting point. Use like a 6-inch knife, taping knife, and just start scraping, man. Little elbow grease going to go pretty far. But you'll get that down to a dry surface. Flat surface, and then after that, you're probably going to have to work out some of the peaks and valleys, give it a good prime top coat with a nice ceiling paint.
And some people will just go and put another sheet, a drywall sheet of drywall over, right over the top of it.
You could laminate it with a quarter inch sheet of drywall.
Absolutely, if it's not coming down. If it's an older house and it's been painted six times, you're going to have a rough time with it.
Mm-hmm. How about that, Jimmy? You good?
Well, yeah. What about the stucco walls? Is there a way to smooth those out and get rid of that?
Yeah, there is. Again, a little bit, might be above your pay grade, but you could always give it a shot on one wall. So that's called skim coating. That's where you just basically take drywall mud and start building it out on the surface of the wall to make things smooth. So you usually have to pull it really tight to get an even surface, and then you got to do some sanding and some reapplication afterwards as well.
I would just move. 312-981-7200. I'd buy another house.
Wait a second, though. You could laminate the walls James. Also.
No, right. No, you could go over with drywood.
You're great at mortgages.
I'll help you get the money to buy the drywood or the drywall. 312-981-7200. You don't want me doing any home improvements in your house. No. Trust me. I don't do it in my
design.
Own.
No design.
Nothing. I just pay for stuff. 312-981. Really good at that. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, J.C. Licht, Amy Kite, Credit Guru Gary Novell, and J.C. Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Thanks for all the text messages and all the phone calls that we have. We appreciate you supporting the show. You can go to WGNDavid.com to download podcasts from previous shows to get all of our experts' contact information. You have a lady by the name of Helena working, representing you in the field.
Correct.
And a listener of the show, David, and his beautiful wife. You look at his wife and then you look at David and you're like, what the hell is she doing with him? But
familiar with another David, I know.
Yeah, the host of the show. It was an easy layup
come to
there.
Think of it, Amy.
Right?
He's got a point.
All right, let's move on. 312-981-7200. David sent me an email. He said, a text message. He's like, please let Amy know that Helena was great.
Yes, awesome.
So David and his wife signed a contract to buy a home. We worked with them to enhance their credit over the summer. They improved their credit scores over 80 points. Sent him over to Ray Kaplan to do a student loan consolidation. He cut his $600 student loan payment down to like $289, which enabled him to qualify for another home. His wife is doing the same thing. His wife works in the medical field, so she's going to be able to get all of her student loans forgiven sometime in the near future. So these are the resources we have on the show. David Schluter's helping him with the contract, and this is what we do. We help our listeners achieve their goals. Some of them, it's buying a home. Some of it's selling a home. Some of it's repairing a home. I've had JC Restoration in my home a number of times, overcoming different challenges. When I had the mold farm in my utility closet because I had a leak in my sump pump that I didn't know anything about. So this is what we're here for. We're here to help our listeners overcome whatever type of housing challenge and any type of question that you have. And a lady called in, a nice listener called in last week. She was a surviving spouse of a veteran. And she asked about, I think her name was Jeanette. And I called her. I didn't get a hold of her this week, but I have the information. Some spouses of veterans may have loan eligibility, may qualify for a VA loan if they are unmarried, surviving spouse of a veteran who died as a result of service or service-connected causes, which we talk about on the show all the time. If you were injured or got some type of wacky disease because we sprayed crap on you in the jungle in Vietnam, or you have these burn fields now in the middle of the desert where they're taking all the waste and the medical parts in the desert in these air bases that they're at, and they're burning everything, and men and women are getting sick because they're inhaling all these fumes. That's considered a service-connected cause. Surviving spouse of a veteran who dies on active duty or from service-connected causes, who remarries on or after age 57 and on or after December 16, 2003. There are so many rules, that's why I didn't answer it on the air last week. And spouse of an active duty member who was listed as MIA or a POW for at least 90 days. Eligibility under the MIA POW provision is limited to one-time use only. Surviving spouses of veterans who died from non-service-connected causes may also be eligible if certain conditions are met. Those conditions are found in Topic 3, Subsection B1 of this chapter. Surviving spouse who is eligible for in receipt of certain types of dependency and indemnity compensation. There's a whole bunch of these things. So if you're a surviving spouse, and that's why I wanted to get the information, I have two more pages of bullet points that our listeners have to follow. The VA is very specific. It's a great program, but they're very specific. And that's why I didn't want to just come out and say, oh, yeah, sure. And that's why we have VA loan experts to answer these questions. But it's a great loan, Joe. And
yeah, but there's a VA expert associated with the show now, too, right?
Well, right. We have Andrew Tangent from the Lake County Veterans.
But he can walk you through that, right?
Yes, yes. And we can help you get the loan. Go ahead, Amy.
And then to circle back to something that we discussed months ago is that surviving spouses of veterans get that tax exemption also.
Yes.
And they do not pay taxes on their home. So that's a huge deal that we learned. So
in Illinois, if you're married to a service-connected serviceman or woman, and the serviceman or woman pass away while you're living in the house, you still get, the surviving spouse still gets the tax exemption on that house.
And I believe that they get to carry it with them when they move to another house too, David.
That is even better. I was not aware of that.
I believe that's the case.
We will check on that and get back to our listeners next weekend. 312-981-7200. Dan in Arlington Heights, peeling paint on your ceiling. What's your question, buddy?
Hi. We had our bathroom remodeled just 5 years ago, and in the portion of the bathroom above the shower, the paint is peeling around the edges, and wondering if that's normal for that time frame, or was that a faulty paint job by the painter?
Or is it the wrong type of paint?
Way to fix it?
Or it could be the wrong type of paint, Dan. Tony, what do you think?
Yeah, there could be some contaminant present, or there was improper prep done when they repainted. Slew of possibilities, usually moisture if you're getting paint that's flicking off.
Is it an easy fix?
It is an easy fix. Just scrape it down, allow it to breathe out a little bit. You said this was a bathroom ceiling, right? Or it was above
the shower. But we always run the fan while we're in there and let it run after we're done, so
sure.
The moisture should be cleared out.
Sure. Stay out of that bathroom for a few days after you scrape it down. Let it kind of breathe. Buy a higher quality paint. I would suggest the Benjamin Moore 508 waterborne ceiling paint. It's a higher quality material. Or, in fact, actually, Aura Bath and Spa by Benjamin Moore actually loves moisture. Just the resin inside of it just seeks out moisture. So that would be a great alternative to that. So scrape everything down. Spa prime it with the Aura Bath and Spa, and then go over the top of it.
Is this the only bathroom you have in your house, Dan?
No, we have another one we can use.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so utilize it. Yeah, stay out of there for a few days. Let things kind of air out a little bit. Put some fans in there. Get some air circulating. There could be existing moisture trapped under the paint film. So that's what people have to do. Keep in mind.
Maybe.
And that's great because when people go to sell their homes, they don't tend to look up. And so if you are considering selling your home in the next 12 months, go take a look at your bathroom ceiling. You probably need to do something with it.
Or just ceilings in general.
Yes.
In every room.
It's amazing how many people don't look up, and I'll walk into the house and I'll go, oh, where did that leak come from? And they're like, well, we've never seen it before. Truly, go to walk your house right now today and go check and see how your ceilings look in every room.
Hey, Amy, what about your attic space? Another place to take a look. You're not up there often and you want to sell your home, and a home inspector goes up there and it's all black up there, right?
I'm not going up there.
Now,
that home inspector can find that. Thank you.
No, but I was just going to get to that with Pete. If you're walking around a home, as Amy just said, and you look up, okay, like Dan's having a challenge with his bathroom. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of moisture in there. You could have some major challenges behind that with white and black mold.
Correct.
Which is not a safe, and that could be there for years, and you have no idea that it's there.
Yeah, especially in a bathroom. I'm glad they're running the fan. That's a key thing to do.
As long as that fan isn't vented only into the attic, right? 100%, we see that.
100%.
It's crazy.
Right, because then you have a larger mold factory up there. All right, Danny, thanks for calling. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products. 312-981-7200. We've got Lynn and Lyle coming up. Melissa and Evanston with more questions about painting cabinets and fireplace question with Tommy in the Northern Burbs. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Serving USA. We'll all be planning out a route.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312. Stop. Come on. Don't do that to me. 312-981-7200. You know what you're doing.
I didn't tickle you.
I know. 312-981-7200. This is after a joke. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Every single person that is on the show is at WGNDavid.com. You can download podcasts of previous show. 847. Who put a quarter in Hochberg today? He's even funnier today. Is that like a is that a quarter, like a quarter, or is that like a quarter pint? Or a quarter pounder. That would be good. You want to be funny? You start feeding me quarter pounders throughout the entire show. Now you got it. 312-981-7200. Before we get to the text line and the phone lines, we got an email earlier this week from a listener. 3 weeks ago, you said the name of the air purification system that cost about $950. I put it in my office.
Airwave.
You put it in your office.
So ours just went in yesterday. Dykstra put it in.
Yep.
And they put it right in the trunk, and it cleans all your air.
Right?
Yeah.
So he said, in the past 2 weeks, you guys have talked about it a lot, but you didn't give the name of it. So long and short of it, and the cool thing is, in his email to me, our listener's email, we met briefly a couple of years ago when you did a seminar on reverse mortgages at Del Webb and Huntley, and Orion Samuelson. Samuelson was your co-host. Great presentation. And he did, Orion's a great dude. I reached out to him. A great guy. A great dude is kind of like not the proper term for Orion. He's an unbelievable human being. I reached out to him a couple years ago if he would help me out. And boy, did he ever help me out. Every single newscast that he did, every single farm report he did, I'm going to be out in Huntley with David Hochberg. Why don't you come out? We had 500 people in that room. And it was, you know, they were there to see Orion because he's like Elvis. But you know, back in the day when you could have people in a room without risk of dying or getting in trouble. So I introduced this listener to Rich Dykstra. Rich Dykstra reached out to him, and they're in conversations about installing the air purification system that I put in my office and you put in your air conditioning unit. Right?
At the office.
At the office. Right. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Lynn and Lyle, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Well, when our home was built, the builder put in a brick facade over our fireplace. And he used some extra brick that was left over from someone else's building. And it's a textured brick. So I'm trying to determine, do I have to prep clean it? Can I paint it? Because we've had it for quite a few years, and it's very close to the kitchen, the great room, and obviously there are some smoke things from the fire that we usually have in the fireplace, or some grease from the kitchen.
And it's just aggravating the heck out of you, isn't it, Lynn?
It is.
Yeah. So Lynn's got so here she's going to need something easy to clean because it's near the kitchen, and whatever's in the kitchen. You do a lot of cooking, Lynn?
I do.
You make pecan pies?
No. Sorry. I make pizzas. I make cannolis.
There we go.
Well, we'll take some cannolis. I'm just looking for something that, I love pecan pie, but if you're only going to offer us cannolis, I guess we'll take cannolis. All right, we'll take 2 dozen for next weekend. Thanks. So fireplace, you get this all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Okay.
So it starts with the cleaning process, number one.
Okay.
Get rid of that grime.
What do you recommend?
Go to J.C. Licht. And get some degreaser. We have a brand called Challenger Degreaser. It's a great product. You could dilute it, or it comes in a spray bottle. I use it to clean everything. I love the product.
Okay.
Takes out everything. So you get that soot off of there. And then from there, you go get a spray can of a oil-based primer. We sell a product called Zinsser Cover Stain. So spray the bad areas with that first. And then just use any high-quality top coat over the top, and if you're having color problems, shoot a call out to one of our people at our J.C. Licht color hotline. Emily will answer the phone, answer all your color questions.
What do you think of red fireplace, Amy, for resale value?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to.
That happening in my house.
Oh. Like her.
Look at her. Not getting any cannolis out of a red fireplace house here in Lyle.
Betcha.
No way. Forget about it, young man. It ain't happening. So what do you put in your cannolis? Do you put a little fruit in there, a little nuts, a little pistachios?
Well, yeah, pistachios, and my family likes chocolate chips,
right.
So we put chocolate chips in there.
We could do that. What about a little caramel?
I don't like the fruit, so I don't put the fruit in there.
Yeah,
but,
a little caramel? A little graham cracker?
No caramel.
No?
Nobody puts caramel.
No, it's a pretty traditional recipe.
All right, we'll take the chocolate chips. All right, so we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your address. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products, and we'll be there Thursday to pick up 2 dozen cannolis. So start cracking on that, Lenny. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all our contact information. Download podcasts of this fine radio show. Tom in the northern suburbs, how can we help you?
Yes, sir. You always hear about never burning pine logs in your fireplace for very good reason. But my question is of the chemical logs. Because if I remember right, they are collecting the sawdust from sawmills, which cut up a lot of pine lumber. Is it bad to be burning those chemical logs?
Joe?
We've got to send you right to Lindemann, right?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to get Mike Bodart on the line here during the next half hour. To answer that question. So if you stay on the line, I'm going to try to get Mike to call in to answer that question about chemical logs. And if not, Mike will call you to answer your question personally. Is that cool?
That'd be great. I'm actually headed into a showing, so I might not be on the line. But
thank you for
taking the call, and I'll listen for the answer.
All right, hang tight, buddy. We're going to try to get a hold of Mike Bodart right away. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Melissa in Evanston, how are you?
David, this is probably like my fourth phone call to you, and I have to say you are the only man who has given me multiple calls. You are a national treasure.
Multiple calls. See? I give multiple calls, Amy. I'm the only man. How many men do you know, Melissa? Hundreds? Thousands?
Sure.
Okay. Hundreds of thousands of men, and I'm the only man to give this lady multiple calls. Okay, that's a good soundbite. Send that to Ernie. I'm sure he'll work it in. How can we help you, Melissa?
All right, so I'm not quite sure if this is something you guys can cover today, but I've got MDF cabinets in my kitchen, and I think there's, you call it thermofoil over them, and it's peeling, and so then that MDF is showing through. It's kind of crumbling. I don't want to do a total refacing because I just don't have the cash for that, but I might have to. Is there any way to fix that problem? I think there's moisture getting in there, and that's what's going on.
So it's interesting. Last week we had that guy call in with
the same thing.
That foil face was pulling back on the edges. I sent him over to Dave at Miracle Method, and Dave said I could take care of this whole thing.
There you go.
So it's actually a paint that they apply in different layers. They spray the doors, and it's a beautiful finish.
Yeah, it looks great.
No kidding. Okay, and you can get me that information?
Yeah, I'll give it to you right now.
Will, yeah.
You want it?
I bet you will, David. Yeah, I want it.
I think
I have no idea. I have no relationship with this lady whatsoever. I love my wife. I'm very happy.
You walked right into it.
He did.
I got double teamed here. I got Amy on one thing.
I want it.
Yeah, give it to me right now. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, and you're feeding into it. That's great. It's like throwing water on a grease fire.
Feeding into
it. All right, here. Ready? 630-832-2250. You got that?
I do not. Just give me the name of the company one more time.
It's Miracle Method. They're in Villa Park.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to put you on hold.
But
Sammy,
we have your number now, so I'm going to have Dave call you.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to call you back.
Not you, Dave. The other Dave.
No, I'm going to only be able to, I'm the only Dave that wants to give her
multiple
good phone.
Calls.
Multiple calls. 312-981. We got some sick listeners here, and I did not have anything to do with that.
I'm saying Dave could call her.
Yeah, David will call back. And I just texted Mike Bodart to ask him to call in about the chemical locks. 312-981-7200. God, I'm exhausted. 312-981. What happened to the show here? I need a cup of coffee. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about fireplace fires that break out and burn people's houses down. Because we talk about it all the time when Mike Bodart's here, and you guys do a ton of those because it's fireplace season. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. We are going to go to commercial break.
Now,
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Amy's got something important to say coming up here, but Mike Bodart is in the middle of something. He called in. Mike, we have a question. Well, I'll tell you what. Can you bring up five? Can you bring up Tommy on five as well? 312-981-7200 is AmeriPro's call and text line. While we're doing that, Amy, you have an opportunity for our listeners out there looking for employment.
Yes, we're actually looking to...
Oh, never mind. I thought they'd call me in.
Okay, well, hang on, Amy. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Okay. Thank you for getting back to me.
No problem. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks, David. Thanks for calling. And Mike Bodart, president of Lindemann Fireplace and Chimney. Tom, you want to ask the chief fire starter here and fireplace protection man of our show a question about chemical logs?
Yeah, I use them a lot to start the fire, and I know you're not supposed to burn pine logs in a fireplace for very good reason. The chemical logs, if I remember right, they collect that sawdust from sawmills, which cut up a lot of pine. Am I doing something bad by using these products?
Yeah, I guess I would wonder why you're using one of those processed compressed logs. I mean, those are byproducts of wood mills. It's a cheap byproduct that they bind with all sorts of adhesives and chemicals, and then press those together into a fireplace log that would burn. But assuming you have access to good hardwood and that's dry, starting a fire with a little bit of dry kindling and then a couple of smaller pieces is effective, and you're never burning unwanted byproducts of those mills when they're pressing those logs. You're not burning pine. You're not burning anything other than, a high BTU dry hardwood. So I don't know that there's, a compelling reason to use those, especially if you're just using those to get a fire started.
Question for you, Tom. When's the last time you had your fireplace inspected?
3 years ago.
Okay, that's a challenge. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Mike, can you do me a favor and get somebody out to Tom's place, and Tommy will report back with his experience? Can you do that for us, bud?
Yeah, that would be great. When I get off the line, if somebody could just give me his contact information, I'll get him over to our staff, and we'll get him set up on an appointment right away.
That sounds like a great idea. Thank you, gentlemen.
Tom, you got to
appreciate the help.
Tommy, and if you call back, you got to call back and tell us about your experience. Plus, you're going to get he's going to get a free cord of wood, right, Mike?
Yeah, as a fireplace customer, he will get our Wood for Life program, which will be 36 bundles. It's about a face cord of wood that you get in between cleanings.
There you
go. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
All right, Tommy, you have a happy holiday, bud. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Over to Amy Kite for an opportunity for our listeners' employment opportunity.
Right. So we are looking for a couple of listing agents, a couple of additional buyer agents on our team. We've got some new people starting who are fresh and green into the real estate. We always are interested in people who are new and people who have some experience who are interested in actually making a career of real estate as opposed to maybe fumbling around in it. It's not an easy business to be in. And then we're looking for a marketing person still. We're still looking for that.
Qualifications?
For
marketing person?
Marketing. I'd like somebody who's got 4 years of experience in marketing who can kind of understand the full gamut, because we do everything, right? From print to radio and TV.
I got a guy. Right here.
You? Yes, you.
Yeah, I got nothing going on.
No, you don't do anything.
I don't do anything. I know a little bit about radio. What do you think, Joe?
I think you're fine in what you're doing already. I wouldn't, Amy, you're good at what you do. I will tell you, though, Amy, the more realtor people that I meet and come in contact with, you have a great reputation as far as the people that work for you.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? They appreciate everything, your support of them.
Well, it helps. It helps get the lift. It helps get them off the ground.
Right.
Right. One agent that just started with us 2 months ago, her issue is she's just swamped. And I said, well, the next thing you have to learn is time management because, you know, you will only do as much as your willingness to use systems and organize your time. So.
And it's nice to come into a business. We have the same challenges, right? I'm looking for two loan officers right now with a minimum of 2-3 years experience that knows DU and LP and Encompass. And if you don't know anything that I just said, what DU, LP, and Encompass is, then you're not qualified for the job that we have open. But again, if you're selling homes, the toughest part is getting the business in any business, right? Selling homes, doing mortgages. We have leads coming in every day, and we could use a couple of great experienced loan officers to handle the volume that we have coming in. You have the same challenge with the volume of calls that you coming in, and it's great to have that little lift. So when you could build your business off of the radio leads that are coming in, because we have listeners that need help with either selling or buying a home in your situation or refinancing or financing a new home or reverse mortgages or VA loans or FHA loans, whatever it is, we have a desperate need right now, an opening for two seasoned loan officers with a minimum of 2-3 years. You have your own book of business. If you're doing $8 to $10 million, I'll turn you into a $20 to $30 million producer within 2 years. Okay, and you know, so give me a call, 855-56-DAVID. And if you want to reach out to Amy, what's your number, Amy?
847-877-9881.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got a ton more callers.
Well, it seems like we just took a break.
Right. Wake up.
We just took a
break. Another cup of coffee. I want to go long for the last section, segment, 312-981-7200. I want to talk about fires because people are going to be using their fireplaces more. When Mike Bodart was in here last time and Rob Lindemann was in here last time, they said that their breakouts of the fireplaces, because listeners like this gentleman that just called haven't done any preventive maintenance or checking or cleaning or inspection on their chimney in 3 years.
Or they burned wrapping paper in their fireplace.
Right. Or and pizza
got
boxes.
It too hot.
Right.
Yes.
And it breaks out of the out of the box.
You toss for your dryer. You got to get that thing. I just had my maintenance, you know.
Oh, yeah, because that causes fire, too.
Big time.
All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Phone lines are open. MegaPro's call and text line. Keep them coming. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720, WGN.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com to get all of our contact information. 269, hey David, this is Walt from Indiana. You told me to pay off my mortgage with the line of credit. I did it, and we'll end up saving about $12,000 paying off my mortgage a year early. Thanks for the advice. I remember that guy called
nice
in.
Job, yeah.
He called in, and then another couple from Michigan called in, and I had to explain it to him. Little unorthodox the way we do things, but you could it's just monetary playing around, right? It's monetary. Monopoly.
It's like monopoly.
I could say monopoly. It's the M word I could use. But you basically are just playing around with numbers. You flip your loan into a home equity line of credit. Keep paying what it is on the smaller loan amounts. You knock it out quicker. You get a line of credit. It's there when the loan's paid off for emergencies. It's a great way to pay your home off faster for the smaller loan amounts, and typically most banks do it with no closing costs, which is also good. 312-981-7200. I want to talk about fireplace challenges because we just had a caller call in. I forgot his name already. I apologize. Hasn't had his fireplace cleaned in 3 years, and he's putting in these chemically induced fire logs, which Mike Bodart's like, what are you doing that for?
I'm really sad about that. That's all I would like to burn in my house, Duraflame logs. Okay. I don't have to go get the wood out of the bin and all that.
I wait for a call for Judy Hogle when Joe's house starts burning down.
Exactly. You just made Judy mad at me.
Yeah, just get Judy on speed dial.
Right.
What the hell is wrong with you? 312-981-7200. And can you explain what happens with the fires that you've seen with that start in fireplaces that our listeners think is relatively safe, which they are if you get them inspected by Lindemann every single year? But a lot of our listeners, like this gentleman who's burning crap chemical like Joe does, who wants his house to blow up, you know, how the fire gets out and how much damage can be done.
Put it on your calendar to have your fireplace maintenance and inspected. And what happens is the recent fire we had over in Des Plaines, you start a fire. It's cool. You walk away. You forget about it. Next thing you know, you have an outbreak kind of at like where the chimney outside. So you're not seeing it right away.
Right.
You have no idea. You might start to smell it. You think it's the fire. But I've seen families displaced, and they had no clue that their roof was on fire because some piece of insulation or there was something trapped in there. And it's a nightmare. It really is. And then the issue with this is it's not like cooking. It's not like you just don't see it. You know, you've got a cool fire and it's beautiful inside, and you know, and then you got your neighbor pounding on your door because you have a roof fire.
And then the fire department comes, and then here comes the fire hoses, and the fire department, when they come in, they're coming in blazing.
Yeah.
All right. They're not knocking on the door. Hey, nope. we hear there's, they're like, boom, get out of the way, grabbing you. A couple of guys are carrying you out, and the other guys are running upstairs with axes. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you've got thousands of gallons of water.
Correct.
Pouring down on your roof. Amy's seen it. Okay. God knows you've seen it.
So in the middle of winter, they're the heroes. Mm-hmm. They come out, they will eliminate power to the house, and they will hit it. They'll break windows because they need, and you want, wonder why did you break all my windows, because they need that smoke to exhaust and there's no better way.
Is that why?
That is why. They'll go around, they'll bust every window, they will
popping holes in your roof.
Have to And it's not uncommon, you know, they go out, they do a great job, it's not uncommon that they may have to come back. You know, there's a little amber or something going on and they have to come back,
and in the meantime your entire house. That's not their fault. They're doing their jobs.
Correct.
They're sleeping at 3 in the morning in the firehouse. Bell goes off. They get time from the bell goes off to their truck, to the moment the truck leaves the threshold of the building till it arrives on your site. From the time it arrives on the site until they put the fire out, and until they put the fire out, roll up the hoses, until they leave the place and get back and cross the threshold, it's all timed, okay? And they're all rated on how fast they do this. So when they're coming, and they've got one job. Put the freaking fire out.
And they're going to be there a while, because it's not only put the fire out, it's then they do an investigation. And these things can be 30 minutes. It can be hours, days. And then you won't even be able to go in your home. It's taped off. You can't go in there. So I'm telling the folks out there, your listeners, be proactive. Document your property before you have a situation. Because after a fire, I mean, you've got black soot everywhere. You won't remember where you had what.
Yep.
So just be proactive, have a plan, and document your home with a little something we call Matterport.
Yeah, Matterport. Well, I call it something else. Go ahead. You got it? It's Matador. I call it Matador.
There it is. This is the theme song that plays as we walk in.
Isn't this? Amy, you got to change the name. This is Matador.
There it is.
You call it Matterport.
Correct.
I call them Matador.
So, but isn't it awesome? I mean, a full rendering of your property. JC Restoration will go out. We will document your home before you had an insurance loss. We will do the Matterport or the Matador. We'll do photos. We'll do video. And we'll store it in a private cloud. So if you ever need it, you can pull this information up and give us a call if you need that.
See, I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant. Could you tell us about the dryer vents?
Yeah, that too. I mean, look, there's also dryer vents, right? You're running the dryer and you're wondering why my clothes are still wet. I already ran it. And then you pull out the filter and that's all filled with lining, whatever it is. But then there's a vent that goes outside of your home. Those things get clogged. So I had mine, they just blow it out. They blow air through it,
sure,
both from the outside.
But I'm saying
and
that could start on fire.
Of course,
I didn't even know that.
Of course. Yeah.
They get fires all the time. I was talking to Warner the other day. I said, what are the leading causes? He's like, fireplaces, during the holidays, people forget stuff cooking, and the electrical fires and the dryer lint
dryer
stuff.
Vents?
Yeah, dryer vents cause fires. Yeah,
I
said the same thing. I'm like, you're crazy. He's like, I'm telling you, it keeps us busy because you could go years without checking that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that should be checked, Amy. How often? Every year? Every couple of years?
I do it at least every couple of years.
Yeah.
HVAC contractor, someone that's cleaning
Dykstra.
Your furnace, you get that done once or twice a year, and then just have them look at that too. And so
you take your leaf blower and you just blow it out.
Okay, probably not a good idea. Yeah, I'm sure Dykstra's
works.
I'm sure
it gets a warranty on it. Poof. You know, quick, David. Yeah, if you want that service of having a company come in, sure, you can do it with your own camera, with a cell phone, a digital camera. But give us a call, 800-956-8844. Ask for the property documentation, the Matterport, and the photos and the videos. We can help you with that.
All right. If we got 2 minutes left, Amy, why don't you say goodbye and give all your contact information for our listeners who want to reach out to you or the great estate.
Yep. So to reach out to Amy Kite for real estate, it's 847-877-9881, or Amy will sell your home. And to reach out to the great estate for any estate sale needs that you have, you'll talk to Jenny at 847-805-8878.
Pete, if our listeners want to reach out to JC Restoration during the phone or online, how do they reach out?
Yes, please. 800-956-8844. 800-956-8844. And you can find us on the web, jcr24.com.
Tony from JC Licht. Great job today, buddy.
Thank you.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the contact
information? Yeah, go to one of our local stores in your neighborhood, 41 locations across Chicagoland. Hit up jclick.com. Pop in, talk to one of our great paint people. They'll help you with any painting project you have.
GPP, great paint people. Joe, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you and your fine team at MegaPros?
847-658-8989.
Did we have fun today? Or
this is like one of the best shows. I gave a listener from Evanston the most call. What was it? The most calls she's ever had from a man?
Multiple calls.
I had multiple calls.
You had multiple calls. I've reached. Woman.
It's great. 2020. We're all hiring. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Everybody's hiring here, so it's great.
Say we're all high.
312-981. Maybe some of us. 312-981-7200. By the way, FHA loan limits next year are increasing to 379.5 in Cook County, and Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan conforming loan limits are going from 510-400 to 548-250. So if you were in a previous jumbo loan, now's a great time. We're taking a lot of our listeners that were in jumbo loans that now qualify for conforming out of ARMs into 30-year fixed loans, saving them a fortune. You have been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Go to WGNDavid.com. I'll be on with Bob on Thursday and with John on Tuesday, where we raffle off Joe Brand's head. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday.